Help support our coverage using Blueberry, the community that gives creators the ability to make money, get detailed audience measurements, and host their audio and video. Get 30 days to try out the service using promo code Blueberry004. That's B-L-U-B-R-R-Y 004.
All right. So I want to welcome Zula Tanur. Is that the correct way to pronounce it? I'm sorry if I destroyed it.
Yeah, it is right.
Okay.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. And she's the founder and CEO from a company called From Your Eyes.
Right.
And just like our last guest that was talking about vision-impaired products, mm-hmm. I'm assuming by you coming up that you're fully blind. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is right.
So tell me what you and your company are doing here mm-hmm. at CES.
Okay, of course. Maybe I can first of all start with my own story.
Sure.
Because I was a low vision child, and it means that I couldn't recognize the faces of the humans or the objects, whatever I had around myself. So I learned how to see on the computers. And when I completely lost my vision, I started to use so many assistive technologies in order to get descriptions. But I realized that there was no opportunity to get both fast and qualified descriptions. So I started to develop my own app, which is From Your Eyes, actually. The From Your Eyes is an artificial intelligence company which provides image recognition solutions to a wide ranging from humans to machines. We have an API and a mobile application. Maybe we can start from the mobile app, first of all, because we provide the solutions for 330 million visually impaired users worldwide. The name of our app is FYE. And with our application, our users can upload their images, such as videos, documents, or the photos to the app in order to get AI descriptions. And if they think that actually they need to reach out more accurate descriptions, they can also create their own AI assistant by creating their own AI personalities, actually. Maybe they can also send their, for example, the videos, photos, or the other documents in order to get accurate descriptions from AI and the collaboration with the humanity. If they think that they need to be improved by the volunteers who are descriptors of the app, they can also send them. This is the part of the application, and when we, for example, return to the API part, it is another interesting part because we integrate our API to the vehicles, actually, to the cars, and we become a vehicle assistant, which means that let's think that you are, for example, driving on a way and you look like a bit tired. Your AI assistant can detect your emotions by looking at your face and also integrate these images with the images of the way and make some recommendations to you. For example, it can say that you need to stop this location or something like that in order to drink a cup of coffee, maybe. I think it can help with so many people, especially prevent the car accident or something like that. On the other hand, we integrate our API to the airports and the e-commerce platforms and banking field at the same time. So the From Your Eyes designs the most customizable and technological vision for the humans to machines.
So let's say, obviously you can't see me, and I take a picture of myself mm-hmm. and send it to you, mm-hmm. then what does your app actually tell you? What is the type of description it gives you? Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a description from humans. Let's think that we are talking together and you need to describe the environment that we have right now.
Sure.
First of all, for example, you need to tell me something about maybe the possible objects and the colors of them and the other detail what you are, for example, seeing or something like that. Our AI is also working this way, actually. First of all, it detects the objects and the colors and the other detailed, for example, the explanation in the environment or something like that, and directly give us a bit detailed information.
So do you think then from that information, and of course you said you have volunteers that help with the, I guess, not necessarily the cleanup, but the adjustment if the description doesn't come back correctly, mm-hmm. How has that then, from your perspective, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, see, if you and I had never met and we were talking over the phone, I would have no idea.
Yes.
That you're blind. And but in our normal sense, what we kind of do is if we haven't ever seen each other, we kind of imagine what a person looks like, right? Mm. It's that kind of the normal process people have that haven't met each other. But obviously, when you meet, then there's kind of this recollection of this is what you really look like. But in your case, you don't get that opportunity. So this app then does give you the ability to kind of get that visual or representation. I think this is amazing.
I mean, that's a great question. In my own perspective, being as a, for example, totally blind person, I can easily say that, yes, it helps with me to create the images of the things when I upload them to my own app. For example, let's think that if I, even though I know, I have no idea about, image of the color or something like that, because yes, I have so many colors that I don't have any, for example, idea of about them. But when I upload the images to my own app, I learned the the meaning of the colors or something like that.
Mm.
Yes, it is very important for me. On the other hand, when I, for example, launch my own app, I realized that I miss to see the faces of the humans. It's very important because when I upload the images of my, for example, the parents or my sisters or the important people in my life, I can get the detailed information about their look like. It is very important because I have so many ideas about their the important, maybe the qualifications, the physical qualifications that they have. It's very important for me right now.
You know, it's almost like if I visit my sister, mm-hmm. and I say, oh, you got a little gray hair there.
Huh,
you know,
yes.
I get that real, but you don't have that opportunity unless they tell you.
Yes.
So that picture may say, oh, we see a change of tint in the hair. So you could get that change, and that would help as well, I would assume.
Yes, it is right. And also, you can learn those kind of informations based on your prefers and the satisfaction rates in the application, which means that, let's think that we upload the same image to the app, we don't get the same description from AI. Because you get your descriptions based on your characteristic requirements, a characteristic, maybe the features, we can say, and I get the descriptions according to myself with the algorithm.
Absolutely fascinating. So tell me where they can find the app,
mm-hmm.
and tell me about the, if you have a website, give me that information.
Yeah, we have a website. The name of the website is fromyoureyes.app, and also you can download our application from Google Play Store and the App Store at the same time. The name of our application is FYE, the first letters of From Your Eyes. And also you can contact us and we can also keep in touch together.
This is absolutely fantastic. Zula, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Yeah, and I appreciate you coming on today and making the journey here to our tower. So thank you so much. And
thank you.
Best of luck with your app and of course, much more success for you too as well.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Absolutely.
The Tech Podcast Network CES 2024 coverage is executive produced by Michelle Mendez. Technical directors are Kurt Corliss and Adam Barker. Associate producers are Nancy Ertz, Clinton Millsap, Sergio Velasquez, and Terry Willingham. Voiceover by Aaron Hurst. Our hosts are Marlo Anderson, Don Bain, Todd Cochran, Scott Ertz, and Christopher Jordan. Studio and equipment are provided by Plug Hits Productions. This has been a Tech Podcast Network broadcast, copyright 2024.